Last time we started discussing the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says that there are certain ladies that are zochet the knas. If someone is ma'anes a woman, so then one of the things that he has to pay her is knas. It's a fine for the ones, 50 shkol. So the Mishnah lists off three different examples of women who get the knas. Abala mamzeres, v'yala nasina, v'yala kusis. These are all women who are psulos. One is not allowed to marry them. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though the pasuk in Parashas Kiseitzeh says v'lo siya li'isha, that one of the things that the ma'anes has to do is to marry the woman if she wants. If she doesn't want, then clearly we're not going to force her. But since he's obligated to marry her, so you would think that the halacha of kanas is related to v'lo siya li'isha. If you're not able to marry the woman, then the chiyuv of kanas shouldn't apply to the ma'anes either. Kamashmal on this tana, but that's not true. Not every Tana agrees, but the Tana of our Mishnah says that Knas is not related so strongly to the din of Velosia Leisha. It is related somewhat. There are women for whom Velosia Leisha doesn't apply, and you won't have Knas. Who's that? A guy, right? A Shivcha, or a Nachris. Since there's no Havaya with them, there's no Tfisas Kedushin with them at all, so then, Taka, there is no chiyuv knas. If someone's ma'anes a shivcha or goya, the wrong thing, but we're not going to be mechayev a knas. But for someone who's a basi Yisrael, even if she's a basi Yisrael psula, like she's a mamzeres, nesina is a basi Yisrael. She's a gioras nesina. She's one of the Zion umas from the Givona, from the Chidi, but she was misgayer. So if she's a full basi Yisrael, there is a tfisas kiddushin, but it's also lekayim. It's also to marry her. So the Tana of the Mishnah says that in such a case there is a knas, other Tanoim disagree. We started discussing that second case, Nesina. What's a Nesina? So Rashi says that David HaMelech was gozer on the Nesinim, was gozer on the Givonim, I should say, gozer on the Chivi. Why are they called Nesina? Because Yoshua Vayitnim, Yoshua Chalfei Eitz, Meshua Vemoyim. Yoshua already, there was a Gzeras Moshe and a Gzeras Yoshua, as we saw yesterday in the Gemara in Yevamis. Wasn't only Exeras David. Vayitnem Yoshua, he called them Nesinim. He made them Chot V'Eitz Meshua V'Emayim, so he called them Nesinim. So this Nesina is from the Givam, she's from the Zion Umos who lived in Eretz Yisrael. And David HaMelech, according to Rashi, was gozer on them. It sounds like it's a Gzeira Derabon, it's an Issa Derabon. So Taisus has trouble with Rashi for different reasons. He says, first of all, there's a textual problem with the Rashi. There are many different sugyas which seem to imply that the Isser and the Sina is an Isser Daraisa. He quotes to the Gemara and Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis that we discussed last time. And the simplest kasha is from the Mishnah in Makkos. Mishnah in Makkos, the beginning of the third parak, says, Ve'elohein halokin, habala mamzeres, ve'hanesina. Malkus sounds like Malkus Daraisa, not Makkos Mardus Midivreya. So the Sina sounds like that's a Din Daraisa. So what's Rashi talking about? It's Xeris David Midirabana. How can it be Midirabana? It's a kasha. Taisus has another kasha. He says, aside from the textual problem against Rashi, there's also a conceptual issue. Because if you look at the Gemara Yevamos, it's clear that the gzeira of the Nesinim is not just the gzeira of chasnas. Now here it gets a little tricky. From the Gemara Yevamos, it sounds like the gzeira of David was a gzeira of chasnas. That there was a whole story that David approached the Givonim and said, what can we do for you? There was a Rav Shaloshonim. So he approached the Givonim and they said, look, we have a taina against Shaul and his family. Shaul killed out the people who lived in Nov, so we couldn't have any sustenance. So give us some of his children, right? Revenge killing. So David HaMelech said, these people are not Rachmanim. Kol sheyesh b'hem shlosh simon ameilu ru'uyin lidavik b'mazu. Kol sheyesh b'hem shlosh simon ameilu ain ru'uyin lidavik b'mazu. They shouldn't be part of Klal Yisrael because they don't have the midos of Klal Yisrael. They're not rachmanim. So it sounds from the Gemara that David HaMelech was gozer on the Nesinim of chasnas. He's saying don't marry into them. But yet the Gemara then continues and says, was David gozer on the Nesinim? This was a gzeras Moshe. This was a gzeras Yoshua. He was an early gzera. If you tell me that David's gzera was a gzera of chasnas, then what's the Gemara's kasha? Moshe's gzera was a gzera of avdus or shiva or something else. Right? It was a gzera that they have to work. It's not a gzera of chasnas. So what's the Gemara's kasha v'chlal? So the fact that the Gemara continues and says that this wasn't just a gzera's David, it was a gzera's Moshe and gzera's Yoshua, gives you the impression that even the Gzeras David was Mishum Avdus. There was some connection to Avdus. That's how Tosus interprets the Rashi, right here at the beginning of the Tosus in Ksubis. Here's Bekunches, the David Gazar Alem Shalalohu Bekal, the Hainu Mishum Avdus, he says. The Gemara Yevamah says, it's Mishum Avdus. What does it mean, Mishum Avdus? It says, Chaslus. No, because the Hemshech of the Gemara. Now the Gemara connects Gzeras David, Gzeras Yeshua, and Gzeras Moshe implies that even Gzeras David must have had something to do with Avdus. So comes Tosis and says, if that's the case, then I not only have a textual problem against Rashi, I have a conceptual issue with him as well. Od l'perash ha'kunch is kevin da'avdus mamish gozer alayim. Since David HaMelech was gozer avdus on the Nesinim, just one second, Moshe and Yeshua were gozer avdus, so what are you David for? Gemara Yevamos explains that Moshe was gozer for his door, for Dor HaMidbar. Yeshua was gozer for his door and for the doros of the Beis HaMikdash, Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdashkayim. But not Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdashkayim. Came David and said, even Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdashkayim, we're going to be gozer on the Nesinim as well. Okay? So it sounds like if we're going to connect all of the different gzeros together, right, like the second pshat of Tosis in Yevamos, we're going to cut out a little bit, right? If we're going to connect all the pshatim together to say that David HaMelech was also gozer some kind of an avdus, and somehow that led to chasdus, which we'll have to understand. So ask Tosfos, kevin avdus mamash gozer ala hashem mitokach nesu lov b'kol mishum lo yirakodesh kein amai yesh lo knas. If David HaMelech was gozer avdus on the Nesinim, so the din of lo yirakodesh, the rule that you're not going to marry a shivcha, bas yisur can't marry an eved, should apply to the Nesinim. So then how can there be knas? The Nesinim are no better than a shivcha. A shivcha doesn't have a knas. A goya doesn't have a knas. Why not? Why doesn't a shivcha have a knas? Why doesn't a goya have a knas? Yes, Jacob.
No
kedushas shel, therefore? There's no tfisas? Tfisas kedushin, right? There's no tfisas kedushin, then below the elisha doesn't apply. And everyone admits that at least regarding this issue, there's a connection between below the elisha and knas. There's no possibility, no potential. No potential for tfisas kedushin, then there can't be knas. So Fractai says, I don't get it. Look at the Gemara in Yevamos, it's clear that the Gzeras David was not just the Gzeras Chasnas, it was Chasnas Mishum Avdus. If it's Mishum Avdus, then the din of Lo Yakodesh should apply to the Nesinim. So if that's the case, then she's Mamash a Shivcha. She's Mamash like a Shivcha. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. If the Shivcha's Nishtachra, of course there's Kedushin. She's a regular Bas Yisrael then. But until the case in the Mishnah, the second case is Shenishtachru. Shtachru, they have their Bas Yisrael, then they can have Knas. But before the Shichrur, the Shivcha is not a Bas Yisrael. There is no Tfisas Kedushin by the Shivcha. So Ferektai says, I don't understand it. Chasna Mishum Avdus, she's a real Shivcha, then there shouldn't be any Knas. She's like a Goya, she's like a Shivcha. There shouldn't be any Knas at all. So it says Taisvis, no. If it's not Avdus Mamish, the din of Lo Yakodesh is not going to apply to this Nesina. She's like a Shifa, but not a Shifa. Is she a Shifa? Yeah, no. No, yeah. It's a little bit like a Shifa, not real, not a full fledged Shifa that the din of Lo Yakodesh should apply. So therefore, this is not a Kasha against Rashi. What does Tosis mean with this Loshen? So we ran through it a little bit at the end of Shir. We said Tosis and Yevamos, there's two pshat in the Rashi. We're going to focus on the second pshat, okay? Tosis and Yevamos in the second pshat says the following approach to Rashi, and the Tosis and Rashi explains a little bit more. Tosis says, first of all, you should know that David HaMelech wasn't Gozer Avdus. Even Moshe and Yeshua weren't Gozer Avdus on the scene. How do I know? So the Tosa Rosh makes 2 points. We mentioned one yesterday, I'll add another one today. Tosa Rosh explains that, according to Tosis and Yevamos, he's not explaining Tosis, it's his own Tosis, but he's also a Baal Tosis, but they seem to be saying similar things. If you look in the handout on page 1 in the second column of Tosa Rosh, Tosa Rosh, in explaining the Gemara Yevamos about Gzeras Moshe, in the third line says of Mishani, Moshe Gozer Lahudar, V'keivan she'im lahem din avodim lios b'neim asurim, avheim lo nesu mishum lo yakadish. Says in Tosa Rosh, the din of lo yakadish doesn't apply to the Nesinim. Why? because Moshe Rabbeinu was only gozer for that door. He wasn't gozer l'garasol. He wasn't gozer on their children. So then the Gemara says, but Yehoshua was gozer for other doros. Yeah, but the Gemara answers, but not bisman shein besim nashkayim. The tzar hashov is exeris Moshe, exeris Yehoshua was a temporal gzera. Temporary for certain doros, but not l'doros olam, not forever. Says the Tosar Rosh, skipping two lines, v'kevan sheyesh hefsek l'avdusam, since there's a hefsek, there's a break, it ends at some point in time, it's not la'olam void, it's not la'reshes achuza la'olam bahem tavodu, af bizman avdusam lo nesu mishum lo yiyakodesh. Din of lo yiyakodesh applies to avodim. Avodim dos meint, avodim means people who are avodim and their generations, l'doros olam, are going to be avodim as well. Lest the master frees them. The master frees them, and they're not avodim, they're not shivchos kananias. And until then, the avdus continues. That's the difference. The gzeira of the nesinim is not avdus. What is it? Gzeiras? Shibud. Shibud, they have to work for us. They made a deal, they have to work for us. But now they have to work for the mizbeach and for the eidim. But not avdus, because it doesn't go l'dori doros. That's the Tosar Rosh's first point. But then later, in the second pshat, the Tosar Rosh adds another point. How do I know it's not avdus? Right? What's special about the nesinim, the status of the nesinim, that tells me that it's not avdus? Tosar Rosh says, drop down into the second, into the brackets, the kosha like Arushas, in the middle, the first one in the line is chasnas. He says, here are the fires. We're going to focus on this pshat. So let's read the pshat, and then we'll see what the Tosar Rosh adds to explain why it's only a shibud. The Nira Lefarish, the David Gozer Alem Abdus. Who's Gozer Abdus? Careful. Who's Gozer Abdus? Umistoma Gozer Alem Namishlo Yischatnu Bahem. And he was Gozer Chasnas as well, meaning Chasnas through Abdus. Abdus that leads to Chasnas. Memela is an Issa Chasnas. Why? Dei Nochon Sheyu Kavodim Vyischatnu Vyisra. Once they have like a din, some, and I'm afraid to say it, once they have some kind of status that's similar to Avdus, it's not, as we'll see in a moment, it's not Avdus, no, but once they have a status that's similar to Avdus, David felt it's not right for Klal Yisrael to marry them. That doesn't look good. Ain't noch. It's like a din derabonah, if you will. Ain't noch. It's not a din deraisa. A din derabonah. And Issa chasnas through this some type of Avdus. Now, what does that mean? Avdus. The din of lo yakodesh is not going to apply to them. They're not avodim. Why are they not avodim? Because there's no nosin that has an odom. There's no master here. Avdus is a relationship between the master and the eved. Zabdut Tosarash, aside from the first point that I mentioned to you, that they can't have a din avdus because it's not l'dor olam, it's not forever. They can't have a din avdus because there's no adon, there's no master. We can't say that all of Klal Yisrael is their master. There's no adon miyucha, there's no special designated adon. No special designated adon, they can't have a din avdus. So the only gzera of avdus, quote unquote avdus, it's really a gzera of shibud, right? The gzera of avdus made on the nesinim is a gzera of shibud. David HaMelech went further. And the truth is Moshe and Yeshua may have done the same thing. Right? Moshe and Yeshua may have said that it's not Nachon either. Once we're gozer a shibud on the nesinim, it's not appropriate to marry them. But they only made the gzeira temporarily for a certain period of time, either for the Dar HaMidbar or Bizman Sheim Beis Mishkayim. Came David and said, no, I want to make this gzeira even Bizman Sheim Beis Mishkayim. But what gzeira did David make? He didn't make a gzeira of chasnas. He really made a gzeira of shibud. But through the Sheba, there was an Isser of Chastus, Midrabonah, because Ein Nachon, it's not appropriate for Klal Yisrael to marry these types of people who have some kind of shame on them that they're like Avodim. Not really Avodim, because they don't have an Adon Miyuchad, and there is some kind of a Hefsek. I guess the Tosar Rosh needed the second idea, because once David HaMelech came and made his Gzeira, there is no Hefsek to it. No hefsek to it. So he adds that even Zeras David is only a shibud because they don't have a special designated Adam. So even if now, if the Zeras David, there's no hefsek to this Gzeira, it's still not obvious because they don't have a designated Adam. But David HaMelech goes there, an Issa Chasnus from the Sheba, because there's a Sheba, then it's not right, it's Ein Nochon, that Klal Yisrael should marry into these people, so therefore there's an Issa Chasnus as well. Comes Taisus and says, Taisus Rosh says as well, that because it's only a Gzeir of Sheba, it's not Avdus, then the din of Lo Yerkadosh doesn't apply. So you can't say that there's no Chnas for this Nesina because she's a Shivcha. She's not a Shivcha. She's a Shivcha on her, but she's not a real Shivcha. The din of Lo Yerkadosh doesn't apply to her. That's why she can't have a Chnas. So this is not a Kasha against Rashi. Okay. Questions? Yes?
According to this answer, then why would the Mishnah Makos categorize Nesina?
That's the first kasha that we have to get back to. Right, the first kasha is still a kasha against Rashi, that it sounds from different texts that Nesina is an Issa d'Oraisa. It's not an Issa d'Rabbanan. But we were first trying to understand Tosis' answer to the second kasha. Why there's no conceptual question against Rashi? Okay, now we have to get back to the first kasha. So the first kasha against Rashi is that there's a textual problem, that in different places it sounds like an Asina is an Issa d'Oraisa. So the emes is, the kashas are not so compelling against Rashi. If all you're going to ask me is a textual problem on Rashi, I can be docha. L'moshe, the Mishnah in Makis. Mishnah in Makis, Elohim Alokim, Mamzeres, Nesina, Habo'al HaMamzeres, Ala Nesina. What's the answer? Sounds like Malkis. So the truth is, we find in Shas that sometimes the Tanoim and the Mishnayis link the Raises with the Rabbanis. Does anyone know of an example? Yes? Gusha v'chalutza, excellent, Eitan. Gusha v'chalutza. We find that the Issa Grusha and the Issa Chalutza, the Kohen, are linked together. You know, the Issa Grusha is an Issa d'Arais in Parshas Emor. It says that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. What's the Issa Chalutza? Chalutza means that, let's say, there are two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, they're both sons of Yaakov, and Reuven dies without any children, so now Shimon has a mitzvah on him. He either has to do Yibum to his brother's wife, or, assuming there are no other problems, it's a simple case, right? Let's say Shimon is not married to any other woman, there's no Erevah. Okay, these are the only people, right? Reuven and Shimon and this woman. So if the woman dies without any children, so then Shimon either has a chiyuv to do Yibum, or if he doesn't want to do Yibum, then he does Chalitz. So if he does chalitza with this woman, right? If he does chalitza with this woman, then a kohen is never allowed to marry that woman. Now is that an issa d'oraisa or is that an issa d'rabbanan? That's a d'rabbanan. It doesn't say chalitza in the pasuk, but chalitza is like a get. A get means there was a relationship of ishus, and you severed that relationship of the get. With a yavam and a yavama, there's no relationship of ishus yet unless they do yibam. But what relationship is there? Come on, say the magic word.
Zika.
Very good. Yavamis. There's a relationship of zika between the yavam and the yavam. Whole love is how to understand what zika means. Not for that, right? But zika, there is a connection between the two of them. So chalitza breaks that connection. There's an isser yavam alashub. The yavam is not allowed to marry anyone else before she does something with that yavam. So if she does Yibam, then she's married to him, she has a full Ishus, then she'll need a get to marry someone else. If she does Chalitza, so then she'll be allowed to marry someone else, but it's not like nothing happened, something did happen. They severed the relationship of Zika between the two of them with Chalitza. With Rabbanan, Chazal goes there, Chalitza looks too similar to Gerushin, so they prohibited the Chalitza from marrying any Kohen. So very often, the Mishnayis put Gerushin, Grusha and Chalitza together. Even if they're talking about their Isis. So the Mefarshim always says, Grusha v'chalutza, v'chalutza mid Rabbanani, it's not Grusha. They say, Agav Grusha, Nakav Chalutza. That Chalutza is mentioned, Agav Grusha. So similar to Grusha, they put them together, even though one is their Isis and one is only the Rabbanani. So it could, you know, Efshim Ekenzogin, you can really say that the answer is Posha, the answer at least to the Mishnah in Makis, is that Nesina Nakav Agav Mamzeres. Right? It's seen a knockout agat mamzeres. That's what you could say. Yeah. And Tosis sort of alludes to that answer. Okay. In the part that I didn't ask you to read. There are problems with that, but that is an answer you could give. The emes is you can answer the kasha from the Chavtes HaMebeis as well. What's Chavtes HaMebeis? I mentioned there's one day in Tanoim that holds that Elosi Elisha tells me that if the Isha is Eina Reluya L'kaima, if she's even chayvei laden, then there's no knas against the Tanavah Mishnah. If she's chayav elavin, there's no knas. That the din of Velosia Leisha tells me that even chayav elavin, no. Another Dayan Tanam says, no, chayav elavin, please, that's too much. But if ain bahavaya, if there's no tvisas kedushin, if it's chayav kriyasus, then she doesn't get knas. Yes, my benai, what's the difference? What's enough kamina? Ike benai, mamzeres, unasina. That's the difference between the two. So yes, I understand. You darshin Velosia Leisha, you darshin a pasuk. The Sina Pasuk, it's irrelevant to the Pasuk. The Sina is a Deras David, it's a Dindarabbanan, so what's the Gemara saying that's an Afghanina? So the answer could be that even if it's a Dindarabbanan, but we know that the Torah recognizes Dindarabbanan, the Torah takes Dindarabbanan seriously. How do we know that? The Pasuk in this week's parasha. Does anyone know?
Sorry.
Yes. Lo Sasa, right? Lo Sasa, min Adavra, Asher Yagib Locha Yaman Usmol. Supposed to listen to the Chachamim, Mitzvah Lishma Debe Chachamim. So even though it's a din d'rabbanan, but the Torah recognizes the strength of din d'rabbanan. So you could say that even if an asina is only an issa d'rabbanan, but the din of velosi elisha should tell me that you can't marry the asina. It's a din d'rabbanan, but losasa tells me that I'm a deraisa lover. You can't marry her. So if you can't marry her, then she's bechlal the pasuk. So you could push it through. Could push it through. It's not such a difficult kasha. These kashas are. Kashas are answerable according to Rashi. Rabbi Natan didn't like it though. Rabbi Natan was a purist. He says if the Mishnah Makkah says Mamzeres and Asinin meant it, you look at the Gemara and the Chavtes and the Beis, it sounds like we're talking Psukim. Isser is an Isser Daraisa, real Chayve Lav. Don't tell me it's in the Rabbanan, Lososer, it's included within the. It's not Roy Midr Abonan, so because Midr Abonan is not Roy, then the Torah says that the din of Velosi Elisha applies. That's a jump, Rabbi Natan says. Come on, you know, you're thinking for straws. Let's talk straight. It's a daraisa. Let's talk emes. Don't give me a knap of teretz. Don't push something in. Rabbi Natan was very troubled with the Rashi. So what does Rabbi Natan say? He introduces something totally different. Nira Rabbi Natan says Taisis in the third line, the Nesina Asura daraisa. Rabbi Natan says he got it all wrong, Rashi. Issa Nesina is a din daraisa. Now, just one second. We know that David was gozer on the Nesina. You're not going to deny that. That's a Gemara in Yevamos. But nevertheless, Tosis is saying that the Issa on the Nesina, the Issa to marry a Nesina, is an Issa daraisa. So we're going to have to, when you read this in Tosis, there should be bells going off in your head. The bells should tell you, but there's a Xeris David. You can't just deny there's a Xeris David. So whatever Tosis is going to see, is going to have to explain Xeris David. Okay, so let's keep that in the back pocket. Let's continue reading. Rabbi Natan says, Nesina is an Issa d'Oraisa. Mishum lo sischatein. Lo sischatein. Vu shteit lo sischatein. Where's the apostle? He quotes the apostle. We have to understand where that apostle is from. Says Tosis, and don't blame me, it's Rava's fault. Kedemasik Rava b'ha'oril. Rava in Yevomis, and Afayin Vava Min Aleph, says that the din of lo sischatein b'am applies to a Nesina, a Gioris Nesina. I'm hiding behind Rava, Rabbi Natan says. That's Rava Shita. Nesina is not just an Issa d'Rabbanan from Sarah's Dove. It's a din d'Oraisa. That's what Rava says in Yevamos. What are you bothering me? What are you asking me? Sarah's Dove. Rabbi Natan, the David lo gozer, alayu el Shiba. David was only gozer Shiba. The lav lo osun bivnos Yisra. The David wasn't gozer in Issa chasnas bichlal. Wow. From the Gemara in Yevamos, you get the impression it was an Issa Chasnas. Einan ruuyin li doveg b'um azu. Yeah, but not exactly. It wasn't an Issa Chasnas. Doveg wanted to make sure that no one would marry them. There's an Issa d'Oraisa of Los Eschatein Bam with the Gioris Nesina. Doveg was concerned that people would say, well, what are you talking about? She's a Gioris. She's a Bas Yisrael. She's a from girl. Why can't I marry her? But he didn't want them to marry. Because they're not Rachmanim. So he made a Gzeira of Shibud. He created a new social class. He continued Gzeiras Moshe, Gzeiras Yoshua, to continue this lower social class. Nesinim are not regular Benos Yisrael because they're Mishubadim. They're like Avadim, not real, but they're like Avadim, they're Mishubadim to Klal Yisrael. So he continued this social class in the hopes that people will say, well, if they're Mishubadim, if they're like Avadim, I'm not going to marry them. It's pasnished for me. Right? It's not appropriate for me. You know, they have to put on the Y who connects thing. They have to say Nesivim. So you say, oh, that's not for me. You know, it's not my type. I'm not going to get into this. It's not my type, so I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to consider such a shiv. That's what he did. David lo gozer alay ra l'shiva v'lav l'osim v'los Yisrael. No, asir v'kaimi milav l'os eschatein. They're already osir. It's an issa d'raisa because of l'os eschatein b'am. El kadesh lo yitme ubi Yisrael. Not with an aleph. Yitme u. Right? So that they shouldn't be assimilated. I mean, it shouldn't be connected to Klal Yisrael. That no one would want to marry into them. He made a gzer of shiva to create a new social class. So that no one would want to marry him. That's what Gzeras David was. It wasn't a Gzer of Chasnas really, because the Chasnas is already Osir, it's an Issa Daraisa. He wasn't Gozer and Issa Chasnas. He did something. He made a protective Gzera to ensure there wouldn't be Chasnas. That's what David HaMelech did. Okay? Rabbi Nutam assumes that the Nesinim are Osir min HaTorah. It's an Issa Daraisa. Again, Nesina is what? When you see the word Nesina, what does that mean? A goy? No. Gioris Nesina. Is a Gioris Nesina usher because of Xeras David? It's a din derabanan, or is it a din deraisa because of Los Ischatin Bam? Rashi says it's midirabanan. Only Xeras did. You have to understand what Xeras David was. It wasn't Xeras Chastas, it was really a Sheba that led to Chastas, but it's Xeras David. Rabbi Natan says, nay. No, it was a it was an Issa deraisa, Los Ischatin Bam. Ah, Xeras David. David Amel did something. Yeah, what he did was he ensured that Los Hischatin Bam would be fulfilled. He ensured that no one would do it because he maintained the social place that was started in previous generations, that the Nesinim are Meshubadim to Klal Yisrael, so no one would want to marry them because they're a lower social place. Question. I saw a hand up in the back. Gary, you had. Okay. What's this Gemara Yevamos that the Rabbeinu Tam is calling? Rava says that the Sinim are awesome and Atar because of Los Eschatim Bam. How's Rashi going to answer? I mean, of course, that's the, you know, you read Tosi, say, great, he's got a great shot. Everything works out, all the textual problems, they just like, one fell swoop, everything fell away. But what's Rashi going to do with it? Well, before we try to understand what Rashi's going to do with it, let's see the Gemara. Maybe it's not such a good Raya. You know, Tosi, they're quoting you a Raya from Rava. Who Rava? What Rava? Maybe Rava doesn't say, gotta check up the Gemara. So now it's time to dig in. So this is the Gemara. This Gemara is a tough Gemara, which is why I skipped the first. In the beginning of Tosis, I skipped a chunk. I don't like to do that. If you're learning Tosis, you have to go through the Tosis like a mensch. There's no mitzvah to be confused on the first day of Shir. So sometimes it doesn't pay. You have to do what you can do. It's like that when it comes to Bekiyas too. You have to be very careful if you try to do Tosis. And don't do every Tosis. If you're going to do a Tosis, if it's tough, try to skip it. Try to see, you know, what's the outline of Tosis? Is it a kashan? Is it a teretz? Is it quoting a rashi? Is it a conceptual question, a textual question? Sometimes the textual questions, they're very important. You don't have to get every textual question. Sometimes it's more important to look at the conceptual because that you'll be able to walk away with. You're not a bucky in all the texts. So you have to pick and choose. So here, I felt that to do this Gemara Yevamos and Daf Ayin Vav at the outset is just too much. But now I think we are prepared. We do have enough information that we're ready to look at this Gemara. So let's look at the Gemara slowly. If you have a Gemara Yevamos, look at it with me. Okay, this is a beautiful Gemara. It's one of those Gemaras that once you read it, you see that Brisk did not begin in Brisk. Brisk alum does not begin with the Beis Halevi, Reb Chaim, and Beis Brisk. Yes, Joe, you got a question?
How
does every time
read the Gemara by Rebbe when they want to be
matir?
If they said the
Araisa,
so how can Rebbe be
matir? Rebbe just wanted to be matir Gzeras David, the Shibud. Once you say that Gzeras David is only Shibud, so then it's a Moministic Gzeras, so then the May Rebbe, they wanted to be matir the Shibud? Yes.
Why? For what? Yeah, for what purpose?
Let's assume that it's not just Gzeras Shibud. For what purpose? That kasha is a kasha anyway.
Why would they want to marry the shibud if it's only their abonim? So they can marry them. But if the isser to marry them is an isser daraisa, then what's the point of marrying the shibud?
Because they felt bad for them that they still had to work, so maybe we should be marrying the shibud. They're not going to be able to marry them anyway. But at least be marrying the shibud so they shouldn't have to work. Apparently they felt that they wanted to be Mata the Shiva, they felt, okay, Xeras David was there for generations, but now we don't want to be Meshabin them anymore.
understand why couldn't Rebbe just be matir that shibur, and why does he have to go into the issue by mizbeach?
The fact that there's a chelik mizbeach is why you can't be matir the shibur, because we can't be matir the chelik of the mizbeach. They were working for the mizbeach too. So we can't be matir the chelik of the mizbeach, even though it's all dinim mamonis. So we can't be matir the chelik of the mizbeach, but we can't be matir the chelik of the eidah either. Okay. The Mishnah in Yevamos and Dafayim Vavam and Aleph says the following: Tzua Daku Kush Shavcha Mutarim B'Giyores M'Shukreres Ve'inan Asurin Elam Ilavu B'Kol Shenemar Lo Yavu Tzua Daku Kush Shavcha V'Tal Hashem. There is a rule that even though someone is a Yisrael, he's not necessarily mutter to marry a Yisrael. There's a rule of Kahal Hashem. There are some people who are viewed as part of Kahal Hashem, a special group of Klal Yisrael, and they're allowed to marry each other. But some people, even if they have, they're called the Yisrael, the Chayiv and Mitzvahs, the Ptzua Daka's Chayiv and Mitzvahs, just like any other man. Unfortunately, his Beitzim are crushed, right? He has a physical ailment, that is Gzeras HaKosov, that he's not allowed to marry B'Kal Hashem. But Gioras he can marry. Gioras also is a full-fledged Yisrael. She's Chayivus and Mitzvahs, but she's not B'Kal Hashem. She has certain limitations. Because she has a limitation, she has certain coolness, I should say. She has certain coolness, and she can marry people that a regular Basi Yisrael cannot marry. Lema Shalom. A mamzer. No, she can't marry a Kohen. A mamzer. A mamzer is allowed to marry a Gioras, because a mamzer is not allowed to come to Kal Hashem, but a Gioras is not a Gerim, or not Ikri Kohol. Gerim are not called Kohol, not part of Kahal Yisrael. They're part of Klal Yisrael, they're not part of Kahal Yisrael. So geir mamutarim in mamzer, right? That's the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak of Kiddushin. That mamzeri and charuri and nesini mutarim lavo zebuzeh. They can marry each other. They're all part of klal Yisrael, but not all are part of kahal Yisrael. So petzua daka, the pasuk says, can't come b'kal Hashem. So he can marry giyores. He's allowed to marry giyores, even though he can't come b'kal Hashem. Like a mamzer can marry a giyores. They're also b'kal Hashem, but they can marry again. So the Gemara has the following kash. Bo minei merav sheshes. Ptzua daka koin ma'u b'giyores u'mishuchreres. Can a ptzua daka koin marry a giyores? B'kdushase koi v'osir, odim ala b'kdushase koi v'shoi. Does the ptzua daka koin have a kedushas kahuna? And therefore he should be asa b'giyores, or does he not have a kedushas kahuna, therefore he should be mutar b'giyores? What does that mean? Okay, again, so a kohen is asa b'giyores. This is a very important halacha to know. Every so often a terrible case that comes out that a giyores was dating a kohen, and then they find they're about to get engaged, and then the kohen realizes that she's a giyores, and they have to break it off. The reason why a giyores is asura to a kohen is because one of the people a kohen is not allowed to marry is a zonah. A zonah is not someone who's a balas nus. It's a technical halachic term. Different women are bechlal zonah. One is a gioras. Anyone who was a goya at some point in time has a status of a zonah, even if she becomes a gioras. So a kohen is not allowed to marry this gioras, even after she is chayav in mitzvahs. But that doesn't matter. The kohen can't marry her. There are limitations. A kohen has a higher level of kedusha than a regular yisrael. He has kedushas yisrael plus. He has kedushas kumana. Even if a regular Yisrael can marry a Gioras, the Kohen can't. So now the Shaila here is this. A Ptzua Daka is allowed to marry a Gioras. A Ptzua Daka Yisrael. So the question is, can a Ptzua Daka Kohen marry a Gioras as well? Is the reason why the Ptzua Daka Yisrael allowed to marry a Gioras simply because he's allowed to marry, he's not B'Kal Hashem. So if he's not B'Kal Hashem, he's Mutter B'Gioras. But there's nothing missing in his Kedushas Yisrael. He has a full Kedushas Yisrael. He's part of Klal Yisrael with a full Kedushas Yisrael, but he's not Kahal Yisrael. He's Klal Yisrael, but not Kahal Yisrael. If that's the issue, then Lechora, the Ptzua Daka Kohen, should be Asur B'Giyores. Because if the Ptzua Daka Yisrael has a full Kedushas Yisrael, so then the Ptzua Daka Kohen would have the full Kedushas Yisrael plus. He'd have the full Kedushas Kohuna. So a regular kohen is asa b'giyores, and the ptzua daka kohen should be asa b'giyores as well. So that's the shail of the Gemara. Why? Right? Why is the ptzua daka kohen mutter b'giyores? Why is the ptzua daka Yisrael mutter b'giyores? If the Ptzua Daka Yisrael Mutter B'Giyores simply because he's not B'Kahal Hashem, is he lacking somehow in Kedushas Yisrael? Is he lacking in Kedushas Yisrael? On the layer of Shesh is Tanisua. Rav Shesh says there's a Braisa that helps us out for Ptzua Daka Kohen. What's the Braisa? Ptzua Daka Yisrael Mutter B'Nesina. Atka. Rav Shesh quotes the Braisa Ptzua Daka Yisrael Mutter B'Nesina. A Ptzua Daka Yisrael is not only Mutter B'Giyores, he's Mutter B'Nesina. Rav Shesha says, from here we can extrapolate to Ptzua Daka Kohen. Okay, what does he mean? The Isal Kadaita B'Gedusha say, Kai Ikri Kan Lo Sischakim Bo. If you tell me that the Ptzua Daka Yisrael has a full Kedushas Yisrael, so then how can he marry an Asina? Let me say, Lo Sischakim Bo. The Isra of Lo Sischakim Bo should apply. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. Yisrovos Eschatim Bam should apply to a Giyores Nesina. What do we have here? Let's get this clear. We have a rule that a Kohen is also the Giyores. Kohen is also the Giyores. A Ptzua Daka Kohen is Muta the Giyores. Excuse me. Ptzua Daka Kohen, say this better. Ptzua Daka Kohen, B'Giyores. That's the Shaila. B'Giyores, but B'Giyores. That's the Shaila that we're asking. Sheshes brings a raya from the Braisa that says, Ptzua Daka Yisroel Mutter B'Nesina. The question is why. Rav Sheshes posits Yisrael's not Mutter B'Nesina. Yisrael's Asur B'Nesina. What's an Asina? A guy? Giyores Nesina. Yisrael's Mutter B'Nesina. Excuse me, Yisrael's also B'Nesina. If Yisrael is also B'Nesina, how can a Ptzua Daka Kohen be Mutter B'Nesina? How can a Ptzua Daka Yisrael be Mutter B'Nesina? Doesn't make any sense. The Ptzua Daka is Yisrael. What? Must be that the Ptzua Daka is lacking in Kedushas Yisrael. And because he's lacking in Kedushas Yisrael, then the Isra of Lo Sischakim Bo doesn't apply to the Ptzua Daka. Lo Sischakim Bo. What is Lo Sischakim? Where's Lo Sischakim Bo? It's a pasuk in Chumash. Let's see the pasuk. Maybe it's on the side of your Gemara. At the end of Parshas Veschanan, where it says, Ki Yiviyach Hashem Elokecha El Haaretz Asher Atov Hashem El Rishta, Noshal goyim rabim miponecha hachiti v'hagirgashi v'hoim v'hachnani v'hachrisi v'hachivi v'hayvusi shiva goyim. Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to drive out all of the zayim humus. And then the pasuk says, and there are halachas, the Klal Yisrael is not allowed to be engaged with the zayim humus. V'nesonu Hashem alokecha l'fonecha, etc. Lo sichros lohem bris, lo sichone, you can't make a treaty with them, lo sichone. Says the Torah in Pasuk Gimel. This is Devarim Perek Zayin Pasuk Gimel. V'lo sischatem bom. Don't get married to them. Bitcha lo sitin livno. V'vito lo sikach livnecha. Ki yosir es bincha me'acharai v'avdu elhim acherim v'charaf Hashem b'chem v'yishmit chamayim. You're not allowed to marry into the Zayin humos. That's the Pasuk in Chumash. Lo sischatem bom. Rav Sheshes assumes that this Pasuk of lo sischatem bom applies when? Does it apply when the Zayin Umos are Goyim? Or does it apply after the Zayin Umos convert? What do you think? Rav Sheshes assumes that it's after they convert. After they convert? And it's Mistaber. Why is it Mistaber that Lo Sischatim Bam applies after they've converted? Because the words of the Pasuk are Lo Sischatim Bam. Don't get married to them. Can you get married to a Goy? No. There is no Chasnas with a Goy. Rav Sheshes assumes that Lo Sischatim Bam must be talking about a Giyores Nesina, a Giyores Knas, a Giyores Prizis, a Giyores Yevusis. We talk about Nesina because the only thing we talk about is Chivi, right? The Chivi. Nesina are from Chivi. But it's any of the Zayin Umos. Rav Sheshes assumes that the Issa of Lo Sischatim Bam must apply the Geirusan after they become Geirin. It's still Osir to marry them. There's an Issa Chasnas. Now that you have the potential to do chashuv, the Torah says don't do it. Don't do it. That's the Yisro Golos Yitzchakim. Says Rav Sheshes, there's an Yisro Golos Yitzchakim b'am b'geirusa. Meaning, you can't marry the Zionimus even after the Geirus, so then why would a Tzuadaka be allowed to marry the Zionimus after the Geirus? If a regular Yisrael is also Benesina, and that's an Issa Darais of Los Ischatimbam, so why would a Tzuadaka Yisrael be allowed to marry an Asina? Must be what, Eli? Must be a Tzuadaka Yisrael doesn't have a Yisrael. The fact that he's a Tzuadaka means he doesn't have a full position Yisrael. And that's why the Issa of Los Ischatimbam doesn't apply. That's Rav Sheshes' enemy. He says, guys, now we can extrapolate from Tzuadaka Yisrael to Tzuadaka Kohen. That if Tzuadaka Yisrael doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael, and how do I know that? He's Mutar ben Asina. If he had a full Kedushas Yisrael, he'd be also ben Asina because the Isra of Los Eschatimbam should apply. Because the Isra of Los Eschatimbam applies Big Gay Rusan after the Zion was converted. So it's Mutar for the Yisrael. It's Mutar for the Tzuadaka Yisrael to marry a Asina. Must be he lacks a full Kedushas Yisrael. If he lacks a full Kedushas Yisrael, so then a Tzuadaka Kohen isn't going to lack it. Is going to lack Kedushas Kahuna because you can't go to second base before you get to first base. I think the last time I played baseball, you can't. You got to first go to first. So if he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael, he can't have Kedushas Kahuna. Kedushas Kahuna is Kedushas Yisrael plus Josh. Right. So if he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael, then he can't have a Kedushas Kahuna. But Sheshan says the fact that Tzuadaka Yisrael is Mutar ben Asina shows you that he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. That's his raya. That's the raya of the game. Amar Rabbah, the Rabbah says, come on. Oh, this is such a brisk line. Listen, listen up. Amar Rabbah, Otu hosa mishum kedusha v'lav kedusha hu. Dilma molid ben v'ozil polach lavodas kochavim. What does that mean? Rabbah said, you misunderstood what the lav of Los Eschatimbam is all about. You think Los Eschatimbam, we're trying to apply a pasuk. We see a pasuk in Chumash says Los Eschatimbam, the Zionimus. So the question is, what's the nature of the halacha and when does it apply? What's the nature of the halacha and when does it apply? Rav Sheshes says, I'll tell you. First of all, it can only apply after Geirus because there is no Los Eschatimbam. There's no chasnas before Geirus. Must be after Geirus. And if it's after Geirus, what's the nature of the halacha? The nature of the halacha must be that somehow the Zion Umos, even after the Geirus, lack a full Kedushas Yisrael. The Zion Umos can't have a full Geirus. That's the Gzeiras HaKosov. The Gzeiras HaKosov is that the Zion Umos can't achieve a full Geirus. And that's why Los Eschatimbam. The Torah says you can't marry them because they're Chayav in Mitzvahs, but regarding Chasnas, they don't have a full Geirus. They don't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. That's why a regular Yisrael can't marry them. And that's why a Tzuadaka Yisrael can marry them, because he lacks the full Kedushas Yisrael. That's what Rav Sheshes thought. That the Isra of Los Eschatimbam applies Big Geirusan after the Zion Umos have converted. The nature of the Isra is that the Geirus of the Zion Umos is missing something. That's the Gzeras HaKosov. Torah doesn't want us to marry them, so it says their Geirus is going to be incomplete, and then you can't marry them. They're like going, but they're not going. There could be chasnas with them because they're Jews, but there's it's a little bit felt in the Geirus, as they would say, right? Something missing in the Geirus. So if there's something missing in the Geirus, they lack of a full Kedushas Yisrael, then Tzuadaka Yisrael should be Mutar ben Asina because he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. So comes Rav and says, no, you got it all wrong. When does Los Eschatimbam apply? Not Big Geirusan. It applies Big Geirusan. Not Big Geirusan, it applies Big Geirusan when they're still goyim. Look at the pasuk. Don't have anything to do with the Zionimus. Velos Eschatimbam. What, that's after they become geirim? Rava initially felt that no, the pasuk is telling me don't marry the Zionimus when they're goyim. When they're goyim. Why not? Lack of Kedushas Yisrael? No. The pasuk tells you why not. What does the pasuk say? Ki yasir es bincha me'acharei. Because if you marry the Zion Umos, then the kids are going to serve Avodah Zarah. That's the problem. Otu hasam isham kedusha v'lav kedusha. What do you think? You think the isser goes as chatevam is b'geirusa? And what's the nature of the isser? What's the nature of the isser? That the geirus, the zayin umos, ain't a geirus gemura. Chose lohem, chaser lohem, kedushas Yisrael, gemura. That's not the pshat. No, it's b'geirusa. It's because they use, not because they have a lack of Kedush Yisrael. They have no Kedush Yisrael, they're goyim. The lav is not to marry them when they're goyim. And what's the nature of the lav? It's a gzeira shema habonim yavdu avodah zarah. Serve avodah zarah. Gzeira? The Torah makes gzeiras? Yes. Rava suggests that the Isra of Losis Chatevam is what we call it's like a siyog daraisa, really. Torah is afraid that the kids are going to serve Avodah Zarah. The Torah says, don't marry the Zionists. They're Oduk Avodah Zarah. Don't marry the Zionists so your kids won't serve Avodah Zarah. Rava says, the Yisra Glos is not Begeirusan. It's Begeirusan. It's Begeirusan. It's not Begeirusan. What's the problem then? A Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Nesina. We know that for sure, right? So why is a Yisrael not allowed to marry a Nesina? According to Rav Sheshis, it's a din d'araisa. According to Rava, what's the problem? It's a din d'bonin. It's not a d'araisa. It's a din d'rabbonin. It's a gzeras dovin. Comes Rava and says, if it's only a gzeras dovin, I'll tell you. A Yisrael can't marry a Nesina because of gzeras dovin, gzeras chazal. A p'tzua daka Yisrael. You know why he's allowed to marry a Nesina? Not because he lacks Kedushas Yisrael. The p'tzua daka Yisrael can marry a Nesina because he can't have kids anyway. So David didn't make his gzera by such a person. Well, he's a posel. It's a milsa de lo shchicha. It's not a normal occurrence, as Rashi explains in the Hemshah. P'tzua daka, either he's a lav bar olude, he can't have kids. So that Zerah Rabbanan wasn't said. Or it's a milsad lo shchicha. It's not a normal thing. Frankly, any psulim of mamzeres can marry Nesina too, because mamzeres, psulim, are also not shchiyach. That's why Tzuadaka Yisrael is mutter to Nesina. Rav Sheshis wanted us to believe that Tzuadaka Yisrael is mutter to Nesina because he makes Kedushas Yisrael. Because Rav Sheshis understood that the love of Losis Chachimam applies b'geirusan after they become geirin. The nature of the love is, even though you have a potential for chasnas, don't do it. Don't do it. Why? Because they don't have a full geirus. Oh, they don't. If that's the reason, then a tzuadaka Yisrael must be mutter b'nesina because he lacks a fiducious Yisrael. So the Yisrael Losis Chachimam doesn't apply to them. Comes Rav and says, no, you got it all wrong. Yisrael Losis Chatevam applies dafka b'geirusa, when they're goyim. That's where the Issa d'Araisa applies. B'geirusa, there's an Issa d'Rabbanan. It's a little hard to get it. B'geirusa, yesh rak gzeira d'Rabbanan, gzeiras David, let's say. The Nemra Gzeira Zu, the Ptsua Daka. So a Daka with a hay, with an olive, you know, they're different. Let's spell them out. Why? Either because La Barolude, it's all in the Gemara. But you gotta get it clear. La Barolude, or let's just say Milsad Moshkicha. Okay? So, according to Rava, you can't extrapolate from Tzuadaka Yisrael to Tzuadaka Kohen. Because if the whole reason why Tzuadaka Yisrael can marry a Nesina is because he's a lav bar olude, he can't have kids. Or it's a milsad lo shchicha, so if a chazal weren't going to the special Zerabanan, so what does it have to do with Kohen? Kohen is a living Kedushas Kahuna. He has a Kedushas Yisrael. The whole Gzeira, the Gerusan, doesn't apply to a Psu Adaka, but that's a side, that's like a small technical point of Psu Adaka. It's not fundamental to his Kedushas Yisrael. So if he has a full Kedushas Yisrael, he can have a full Kedushas Kohuna. That's Rava's response. Yes?
What exactly is meant by no Sabur Ashkicha?
It means it's not a regular case. Chazal were only gozer in normal cases. A normal Yisrael. But in abnormal, we normally say that Chazal and not gozer, they're milsa b'shchicha. This Rashi.
So why are we not worried about a mamzer's child going up there?
Gzeras David, no. Going off the derech as if they're goyim. Gzeras David is begerusan. No one's going off the derech if they're geir. You send them to the yeshiva once they're geir. Right? It's not going off the derech. David was gozer, shibud, right? Shibud. Not because he doesn't want them to be careful. Rabbeinu Tam said, the isilos is chatim vam applies b'geirusa. You see now how the Gemara is going to work into the Rishon, right? Rabbeinu Tam is learning the first pshat. Okay, yeah. Hold. I don't want to run too fast. Yes,
Ev.
Let's say lack of Kedusha. He's still chayav in mitzvah, so we can't say he doesn't have any Kedusha Yisrael. But a lack of Kedusha vis-a-vis chasnas. Okay? Now we come full circle. Comes Rav in the last line of the Gemara, and you've almost, we're almost through. We're almost through this incredible Gemara. On my Rav, lav milsa hida amri. Rav said, you know what? I'm wrong. You're right, Rosheshes. Lav milsa hida amri. What had he said? Rava had said, "Otu has mishum kedusha lav kedusha hu dilam ole ben v'asa palak lavas kachavim." And Rava had said, "Hani mi the bios and ob the kachavim ki megari be Yisrael sharu." Right? The issa that right? So losas chatibam applies only begeyusa, not begeyusa. Says Rava, "I'm wrong. Lav milsa hida amri." Biosan of the Kochavim les luchasnus. Nisgairu is luchasnus. That's the key line, it's like a gem. Biosan of the Kochavim les luchasnus. Nisgairu is luchasnus. You're right, Rav Sheshes. There's no chasnus with a goy. So how can los eschatimbam apply when they're goy? That's ridiculous. You're right. The Isser of los eschatimbam can only apply after, at least on a derech level. After they become geirim. Because you have to have a potential for chasnus to create an isser of los eschatim bam. You're right. That's his line. Biosan of, he's not making a statement here. He's explaining why he was wrong. Biosan of the kochavim les lo chasnus, nizgairu is lo chasnus. There's only a potential for chasnus after geirus. If there's only a potential for chasnus after geirus, obviously the isser of los eschatim bam only applies when they're geirim, not when they're goyim. So what I said is wrong, so maybe what you said is right. What do you see here? Unbelievable. Rava is mistopic when the Isser Los Eschatimbam applies. You could say Rav Sheshes and Rava number one, but it's just easier to say Rava himself. In his first pshat, he assumes that Los Eschatimbam applies when? Begeyusan, siog darais, delma molid ben, polach la dodas gofavit. Right? They'll serve Avodazah. Comes Rav in the Maskon and says, no, Rav Sheshes is right. The Yisr of Los Eschatimbam applies to the Geirusa. Because you have to have a potential for chasnas for the Yisr of Los Eschatimbam to kick in. Comes the Rabbeinu Tam and says, how do we paskin? You tell me. You tell me, Noah. How do we paskin? Do you think we paskin like the Havmin of Rav? Rabbeinu Tam says, no, I don't see why. We should paskin like the Maskon of Rav. Maskon of Rav is that the Yisr of Los Eschatimbam applies when? The Geirusa. This is the maskon of Rava, right? Rav Sheshes' statement and the maskon of Rava. The havamin of Rava is begeyusan. Comes the Rabbeinu Tam and says, let's go like Rava in the maskona. Now we can look back at Taismus. We have a full story to talk about. Nesina asura derayis mishum losus hada kidem masik Rava b'ha'oril. That's Rava's maskona. So obviously the Isser Los Eschatimbam applies b'geirusa. They're already geirim. They're Yisraelim. There's something lacking in the Kedushas Yisrael. So there's something lacking in the Kedushas Yisrael, then there's an Isser Los Eschatimbam, there's an Isser Chasnas. Why do you tell me, Rashi, that it's Gzeiras David? It's only Nisid Rabbana? Come on, the Issa Bos Haschatimam applies to the Nisinim Begerusa. It's an Issa Daraisa. How do I know that? Well, that's Rabbis Maskon in the Gemara Yevamos. I Gzeiras David? Rabbi Natan, no, David was only Gozer of Gzeira to protect this Issa Daraisa, to ensure that no one's going to want to marry. No one's going to marry him. Right? But really, it's an Issa Daraisa. That's Rabbi Natan. We have two pshatim here. We have Rabbi Natan and we have a Rashi. Rashi learns that the Issa Nesina is an Issa Rabbanan. It's from David HaMelech, it's Gzeiras David. It was a Gzeiras Moshe, it was a Gzeiras Yeshua, but they were both. Gzeiras David is still Kaim, but it's a Din Rabbanan. Rabbi Natan says, no, it's a Din Raisa. What are we talking about? Nesina, Gioris Nesina. Gioris Nesina is a Din Raisa. That the Zion Umos is an Issa Vlos Eschatim, I'm not going to marry them. That's talking about Begerusan, as the Maskon of Rava indicates. So it's not just a din d'rabbanan, it's a din d'araisa. So we can explain all of the different texts that imply that Nesina is an issa d'araisa. It's great because that's like the maskon of Rav and Yevamos and Daf HaInvav that the issa v'los chatimam applies b'gerusa. Questions? What's Rashi going to answer to the textual problems? We gave some answers for Rashi. I'm not bothered with that. I'm bothered with the Gemara Yevamos. That's really what I'm bothered with. What's Rashi going to say? The Maskana of the Gemara Yevamos sounds like Rabbeinu Tam, right? Sounds like the Issa Vlos Eschatimam should apply where? When? The Gerusa. What's Rashi going to say? What do you think? No, come on. What does he say? Rashi says we don't paskin like the Maskana. We paskin like the Hava Amina. Pass like the Havamina. Don't pass like the Maskon. That's what the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds like Rashi. The Rambam writes beferish that the Issa Vlos Eschatimam applies b'geyusa. You heard. That's right. The Rambam says that the Issa Vlos Eschatimam applies b'geyusa, not b'geyusa. Against Rabbi Natan. Against the Maskon of Rav. It's Haflevi, right? The Rambam says in Pilchas Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph, Yisrael Shabal Akum Nishahu Umos Derech Ishus Lokim in Atorah Shenemer Los Ischatim Bam Bitcha Los Itin Lizno, etc. Echod Shiva Amamin Ve Echod Kol Umos Be Isis. Okay, the Rambam adds that it's not only the Shiva Umos, it's other Umos. We're not going to get to that, it's too complicated. But at least the Shiva Umos, the Rambam says, the Isis Los, he calls Los Ischatim, he says, when is it Shaykh? When they're going, Be Geyusa. So two problems. First of all, how do the words Los Eschatimam make any sense according to the Rambam? You can't have chasas with a guy. Secondly, it's not the Maskana of Rava. Hella, right? So the Rambam deals with the first question in Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, V'lo osra Torah ela derech chasas. Aval habal akus is derech znu is makin oso makas maidus mi divir sofer. What's the Rambam's answer? There's something called chasnas and there's something called derech chasnas. If the two people are just living together, derech snus, you know, one night it's with this one and the next night it's with someone else, that's not bechlal, the issa daraisa of Los Eschatim. According to the Ram, the issa daraisa of Los Eschatim applies bigeyusan, not bigeyrusan. Bigeyrusan, what are you talking about? Full-fledged Yisrael, what's that? Bigeyusan, but only derech chasnas. Meaning, if the Jew and the non-Jew want to intermarry, they're going to marry, they're going to live together on a regular basis. That's us. Torah doesn't want that to happen. Znos, it's a bad thing. It's not a good thing. Torah doesn't sanction, doesn't want you to do it, but it doesn't ask it. That's not the Issa Vlos Eschatimam. Issa Vlos Eschatimam is derech chasnas. The Rambam was troubled. Los Eschatimam sounds like you're doing chasnas. It comes around and says, no. Who are the pasuk? The pasuk says ki yosir es bimcha me'acharai. Sounds like they're still goyim. Avodah Zarah. So it must be b'geyusa. They're still goyim, but derech chasnas. It's not real chasnas. It's fake chasnas, right? It's derech chasnas. It's chasnas that the Torah does not really recognize. But the question is more basic than that, right? The question is, what's he going to do with the maskon of Rava? The Beit Tam's Rava? You're telling me that the machlokas we showed him is with Los Eschatimam is not to do chas, not to marry someone with whom you have the potential for chasnas? or not to marry someone derech chasnas, even though you don't have any potential for chasnas. That's the machlokas Rishonim in what Lo Sasayim means. But what's the Rambam, and what is Rashi going to do with the Maskan of Rav? The answer is there are other Gemaras. Rav is not the only Gemara in Shas. There are other Gemaras that seem to imply that the Issa Daraisa Lo Sasayim applies even to Geyusan. Applies beginning of the Mashal, Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which I gave you. Gemara in Avodah Zarah, just a brief Gemara, it's not like Yevam Nisayim Vav. Gemara in Avodah Zarah just mentions that Chazal will go there Mishum Benoseim. Chazal will go there on the daughters of Goyim. You're not going to marry Goyim. That's what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Nav Lamed Vav Amad Bey says. Goes there Mishum Benoseim. So the Gemara asks, what are you talking about? Gozum Mishum Benoseim? Doraisahi. It's the Doraisah, Lo Sischatein Bam. What's going on here? Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Mefirish. How can you tell me that the Issa to marry a non-Jewish girl is a Gzeira Derabonin? It's a Doraisah. Doraisahi, the Gemara says. The Gemara gives two answers. One answer is that the din daraisa lo sischatin bam applies only to the shiva humus. Vidrabanan chazal will goes around whom? Shar humus also. That's one pshat in the Gemara in Avodah. The second pshat in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is min haTorah lo sischatin bam applies to derech chasnas. Vidrabanan chazal were even goes there derech chasnas. There are different answers the Gemara in Avodah Zarah gives to explain what the Gemara is, what was the Gzeres Chacham? Chacham will go there not to do something with Goyos, right? Not to do something with non-Jewish women. What were they goes there? So according to the first part, the Taka will go there not to marry them, not to have their chasnas. Then you're not going to be able to marry them really, it's not going to be a real chasnas. They Chazal Taka will go there chasnas, but not for the Shiva Umos. That was already also because of Lo Sischatin. They will go there for Shar Umos. Or, no, we're talking about Shiva Umos. The Torah asks derech chasnas, and Chazal will go as a derech zuz. Right? That's the Gemara of Azar. But what's mashma from the Gemara of Azar beferish? Does Lo Sischatin Bam apply begerusan or begeyusan? When they're goyim or after gerus? Begeyusan, of course. Rashi and the Rambam will say, we don't pass them like the Maskon of Rav. I'm asking like the Hanumin of Rava, because I don't really need this Gemara B'chlal. The Gemara of the Zohar tells you, Doraisahi. Doraisahi. We pass like the Gemara of the Zohar. Which means we pass like the Havamin of Rava, not the Maskon of Rava, the Havamin of Rava. Comes out that Rashi and the Rambam, Rabbi Natan, have a machlokas, what the nature of the Issa of Lo Sischatin is all about. When does it apply, and what the nature of this Issa is. Does the Isser apply the Gerusan? It applies after Gerus. Because the Zayinumos lack a full Kedushas Yisrael. Like the Maskon of Rava. So Nesina in our Mishnah is also in our Torah. Because of Lo Sischatin Bam, she's a Nesina Gioris. What are we saying now? Gemara in Avodah Zarah implies that the Issa Daraisa of Lo Sischatin Bam applies Begeyusan when they're still Goyim. What's the Issa Daraisa? Not to have a relationship of Derech Chasnas with the Isha Nochris, with the non-Jewish woman. Begeyusan? Yeah, Begeyusan, it's also Aser. That's a Gzeiras David. Right? That's a Gzeiras David. That's a Din Derabbanan. Right? According to Rashi, the Issa of Lo Sischatin Bam is Begeyusan. The Gerusa, which is what we're talking about, is only a Gzeiras David. Okay. Let's stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue a little bit more. We're almost at the end.